Welcome back to Bread and Butter, everybody, where we are the Hearthstone podcast, where we serve the basics for Hearthstone improvement. And today is episode 25, and we have a myriad of special guests, starting with Stormrage. Stormrage, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Just about half of Four Loko deep in my drink today, so that's going to be very nice.
You're Two Loko.
Yeah, I'm Two Loko right now, soon to be Four Loko.
I thought you said
two, or
so
Two Loko squared.
Loko.
Two Loko squared.
But if you've only had a fourth of it,
I've
or
had
did
half.
You say half? Okay.
Well, so
this is
our other
drinking math.
Our other special guests are Smarms and
Hello.
Jessica. Smarms, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling fantastic.
I just want you to keep coming up with answers to the same question. So please, Jester Guy, ask him the same question. That way, like, we have to get a different answer each time.
I just want to say congratulations on the 25th episode. That's really cool. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of podcasts that don't know when they've overstayed their welcome. 25 is a great number. Once you get into the hundreds, that's just absurd. You don't want to be around that long.
Yeah. And like, imagine having like 300 episodes. That's a little much.
Be me.
Oh man, you've said it all by then. Why does anybody need to hear you say it again? Come on.
Thank you all for being on the show. Tito, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm just wondering if Smarms is going to be working on trying to just catch up on volume, never mind the shows. So if you're going to catch up the 300 episodes, you're going to probably need a couple extra podcasts on the side just to get that volume in. I don't know if you've been considering that at all.
Well, I'm on them. I think it counts. Hey, that's the thing. I hit a 200 episode. I'm about to hit a 300 episode. They only got me when they perfected it, and that's what I'm telling myself.
Hold out for producer credit. You'll be fine.
She's the closer.
Exactly. I love that idea.
She's the closer out of the bullpen. How about yourself, Doc? How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I am a little bit further to my Four Loko than the first time I had answered this question, and I'm feeling great, and it's the green apple flavor. It's way better than the American branded Four Loko I had like 2 weeks ago, because that one was awful.
What does America taste like?
Not as great as you'd want it to.
That
feels accurate.
Right.
Well, I was told.
So, Daniel, what have you been doing inside Hearthstone?
That's a great question. I hit Legend with Outcast Demon Hunter recently, and so I'm floating around top 4,000 Legend, which is very fun. It's the first time that I've been up there in a while. And I'm also, since the new BG season dropped, I am climbing up there. I have bet with Smarms that I'm almost assuredly going to win about which of us will hit 6K rating on BGs. I'm currently at 5,600 and crushing it. But unfortunately, I have climbed so fast that now my internal MMR is totally messed up. And now I play people who are way better than me because I played against Swaybay. And that feels like a crime. And I would like to issue a complaint, Blizzard.
You tried. You tried really hard.
The problem is I agreed to this bet forgetting that A, I was completely gone last week, and that B, Daniel has nothing to do with his days anymore, so this was a mistake, and I'm just not going to sleep for the next few nights.
And that's different from what?
Not much, except for I'm now doing it for a goal.
Fair. How about yourself, Smarts? What have you been doing in Hearthstone lately?
I've really still been sticking to Totem Shaman. I love Totem Shaman. I keep trying, I tried Big Demon Hunter. I didn't want to watch any tutorials on how to play it, so funny enough, it did not go well. But Totem Shaman, still kicking ass. Haven't hit Legend this month. Not sure if I will again, because, you know, last time seems like a bit of a fluke, even though it was fun. And yeah, just a lot of Battlegrounds, because I need to catch up.
Nice. You got this. I believe in you. You can catch and beat Daniel. Steven, just a guy, Georgiou. How are you doing? And what have you been doing inside Hearthstone?
Doing fine. I've been dabbling here and there like I usually do. I was sitting at Diamond 4, but then I had to concede the game in order to be here on this podcast. So I'm back to Diamond 5. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, you know, if it had been legendary, I would have left you hanging longer. But no, it's been fine. I sort of played all the meta decks, got bored with those, got to Diamond 5, and that's usually where I get my comfort level and decide I'm just going to sort of mess around with, you know, I like the autofill decks. I like to see what Hearthstone, when you just pick a class and let Hearthstone give you all the cards and tell you what obviously is the optimum possible deck that you can play, I think that's always fun. I like to see what they throw out there. They're never good. And I don't always have all the cards to make them good anyway, but it's at least a good time. It's enjoyable.
Well, you at least have the golden mini set from last expansion to work with.
Shut up. Not enough bears. Just go ahead and get it out of the way.
I was not going to bring up either of them.
That'll be one of the questions for later. When you build a deck, how many bears is the right number to put in?
You know, that would have been a great question.
30.
Only bears.
Only bears.
Oops, only bears.
I'm still pushing for an entire bear expansion, but so far I haven't gotten confirmation.
I feel like that would be unbearable.
You're unbearable.
Embarrassing?
Doc, what have you been playing in Hearthstone?
I've been playing a lot of BGs. I climbed today about 2,000 MMR, and I might actually beat Smarms in her and Daniel's bet.
Those are some fighting words, my friend.
Here's the thing. If you do, you'll regret it. No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Now Ouch. I really want to see what happens.
Wow.
It was a goof, but now I'm for real.
Ugly.
None of us are going to do anything. It's like only caffeine and Battlegrounds for like the next 48 hours.
When's the bet end? What's the deadline?
Whoever hits 6,000 first.
Oh, just time. Okay, not end of the month where you're at. Okay.
No.
Wow.
That would be nice because then, like, you know, I'd have a plan and could do that over time. But even then, it would still end up to the last minute, so I might as well commit now.
Make your mistakes early, make them quick, and be done with it.
If you want to, you know, DM your account login, my son is a Battlegrounds All-Star, dude. I'm sure I can get him to put in some time for you.
I would love that. You know what?
if only, no charge for you.
I was going to say, if only, like, that wasn't, like, can't that get me permanently banned
from... Yeah, that's against TOS. Absolutely
can, yes.
No,
and
it's a dev,
your
it's
children
okay.
know
no,
that?
No, no, no. When it's a game dev, it's okay. That's an exception to the rule. When it's a rando, okay. then you can't do it.
You're right. They just need to, like, play around and see what it's like from different accounts to make sure that it's, like, a consistent experience. I totally Correct. Get it. It's all above mm-hmm. board now.
It is play testing. That's all it
yes.
is. Part of their job, he'll even get paid while he does it.
You would be joining the Content Creator Program.
Oh, okay.
It's gotcha. A small group. Nobody else wants in.
Fantastic.
Anyway, Tito, what have you been doing inside Hearthstone?
Well, I thought I was in position to hit Legend a couple of days ago. I was at D2 or D3, and yeah, Unholy Death Knight was rolling well for me. And then I hit a bad run. I'm back down to D4, D5. Everyone knows that song. Aside from that, I've been playing a lot of bad Battlegrounds, but I'm on calls, long calls during work. I'm hoping to beat Smarms to 6,000. That's my goal right now, but we'll see how it goes. But
where are you at?
I'm at like 27,000. So I have a ways to go, but we're working on it.
Did you say 27,000?
I'm guessing 2,700.
Pretty incredible number.
Sorry.
Again, there was a lot of math on this show that nobody was expecting.
2,700. I apologize.
But that was drinking math, and that's way different.
Speaking of drinking math, it looks like Doc is now at least 3 out of 4 loco at the moment. Doc, what have you been doing?
Oh, no. I'm 4 loco now. I have finished my drink.
Oh.
So this is going to be a fantastic show. I'm not on an empty stomach, so like I'm not like super bad.
What if you start
good.
At a baseline of like 1 or 2 loco to begin with, and then
yeah,
you drink
yeah.
the 4 loco?
Yeah, that's fair.
What's the half-life of 4 loco, you know, that like is residual in your body? Like how many 4 locos have we built up over time? And
is this like if you drink 2 5-hour energies, is it like 10 hours of energy or is it just double for 5 hours? There's a lot of drinking math, you're right.
This is the kind of math I wish I learned in college.
This is the math that matters.
Yeah, you take
calculus.
Like, I think like 65 hour energies and you're set for a week, you know, or whatever. Just do it all at once.
Listeners, do not do that. People die from drinking far too many energy drinks. This is a disclaimer.
You only live once.
They're not
going
to take you seriously. They haven't seen the YouTube video.
That too.
So, Daniel, what have you been doing outside of Hearthstone?
I've been playing a little bit of Mass Effect. Doc, I know that you have an affinity for said game.
Yes.
Smarms, I know you do as well, or at the very least, you finished the first game. And every summer, like the last couple summers, I just finished a game of Mass Effect, and I don't know why, but it feels like a good summer game for me. And so I started it up, and it's a delight. I love it. It's so very, very fun. And then I've also been playing a lot of Sacrifice. I played a bunch of Sacrifice as part of like the BlizzLick Game Club, and I love that game so much. It's one of my favorites. I think the script is very well written. I think the voice acting is incredible, and the mechanics are very unique. And so it's just a lot of fun stuff. But I'd say those are my two main, with a little bit of Overwatch here and there. And a little bit of WoW. I've been playing WoW with both you and Smarms, Doc, and that's been fun too. So it's been a good time playing games with friends.
Somehow we're both bad at WoW, but infinitely better than we were. Like, so
that's true.
It's astonishing, because we still suck, but we suck way less now, and that's exciting.
Well, what are the classes you guys are playing together?
I am a Blood Death Knight, so I am tanking. Doc,
I thought you were a Paladin.
No?
I thought you were a Paladin this whole time.
How?
I don't
know. How did you think that?
Because I thought Steven was the only DK.
You know when I walk up to a person and I do like all this death and decay around them and I summon an undead ghoul and all that jazz, you think that was a Paladin stuff?
No, I don't. I've never seen any of that. I'm just focused on healing you or Smarms or Stevie.
I think Steven also dies quite a bit. Just all of us dying. And the problem is I have also a mid-battle res, which means that I have to get, revived before I can use mine on somebody else. It's been kind of fun.
Smarms is playing Druid. She's DPS, but she's in Boomkin, Tito. And I have been playing Druid, but I am healing, and I have never healed in an MMO before, so it's a completely new experience. There are several times where I think I'm targeting Daniel, but I am actually targeting myself. So Daniel gets either very close to dead, and I heal him, or he dies, and then I have to scramble to find wherever my battle res button is because I didn't know I had one.
I'm sure Daniel's got a keybind to need heal.
No. Death Knights are actually really good at healing themselves too, especially the tanks. But now Doc knows that if he's actually healing the Death Knight, not the Paladin, maybe he'll have better luck.
Doc, are you sure you've been playing WoW?
That's a great question. Maybe it's been Destiny this whole time.
Yeah, who knows?
Hit the bumper.
Who knows? Smarms, what have you been doing outside Hearthstone?
So Cult of the Lamb, I've kind of been playing on and off. I love that.
Hell yes.
Just something about like the adorable little murderous creatures like really speaks to something deep within my soul.
Let's do a cult. Sacrifice me, master.
I just like that general vibe, wonder why. And then I've just downloaded Tears of the Kingdom. I've held off on playing because I kind of wanted to like stream it because I loved Breath of the Wild so much. And so and then I'm trying to think of what else I've been playing, and gosh, played a few games of Fortnite with my nephew the other day, which is always a good time.
Nice.
He's great, but he is 9 years old, so he will just blow up the structure that we're actively standing in. And we're both on 10 health, and I'm trying to carry him to not die in the little area, and it's always just a little bit of a chaos. It's like if imagine your cat got smart and knew how to play games but was still very much inherently cat-like, where they just do whatever they want. That's what it's been like, but it's good.
Fair. Sounds like a great time. Steven, what have you been up to?
Game-wise, I joined this BlizzLit game club, spent a lot of time designing a logo for it, downloaded Sacrifice, installed Sacrifice, and then spent a lot of time stressing over the fact I haven't actually played the game. So I'm pretty sure that's what I expected Game Club to be, so I'm enjoying that. I dabble with Marvel Snap about equally to my Hearthstone time. That's still out there. I know people have gotten sort of jaded because the monetization system of the game, if you weren't in it early and sort of got to the point where I guess I was, where I really don't put money into games, it's really predatory. I think I've seen a lot of posts and statistics that a card based on the equivalent of what you have to spend in game currency to get a new card is creeping up around $100. And that's, oof, that's a lot, oof, of money. So yeah, I think, you know, I've been waiting for Ben Brode after the latest video I posted to contact me about a job, but I haven't heard yet. So I don't want to ream on him too much, but I think Ben's got a lot of cachet in the community still from the Hearthstone days with most people. I think he's got a lot of goodwill, and I think if they don't figure out what to do with it going forward, I think he's going to whittle that away awfully quick. I think it's just it's a weird thing for some of the games. I think it's something Hearthstone's sort of challenged with trying to figure out. Battlegrounds is super popular but doesn't monetize very well, so I know they've sort of tried to figure out how to make that a little bit more effective, but... Oh boy, did I get serious with stuff? Damn, what the heck happened? No, so Marvel Snap, you know, I'm creeping up on about a 7,000. But yeah, it seems like a lot of people have sort of left it behind already. So it'll just be me and Ben in a while.
I'm still playing.
I play once, like every 5 months.
Like, I'll remember that I still have it downloaded, and then it's like, oh, I'll go check it out, and then I'll forget to A, snap when I'm doing really well because the other person's not snapping, or B, like, lose 8 cubes. So it's always just kind of like, oh, that's fun, I guess.
I still play daily, but I don't, like, stress over it. It's not my game that I care about. I'm, like, probably around 40 for my level. It doesn't matter. I just... play the games. I collect the cards. I do buy the season pass every month, so it's like I spend $10 a month. That's my limit. And you know,
the kids, like, I know are really trying to push Hearthstone to move towards a similar development schedule. One card every week or two, instead of this whole expansion thing that's just so damn much work. And then they roll out the one card and they do releases and everybody gets excited. They can do that. That's an easy thing.
I'll tell you what, though. I know you jest there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they could monetize new card art variants for different cards. Like, if they started throwing out different variants and, like, hey, if you have this card, you can buy the variant of it, and it's a different art of Sylvanas or whoever it is. I bet you they can make some money doing that.
I think they're considering every monetization option that's out there. I think the news today that the EU finally seems to have become appeased over the Microsoft acquisition is actually a big piece of news. I know the UK still has some issues holding up, but that's something that I you know, I'm terrified if they don't, and I'm terrified if they do. So Microsoft coming in is one of those things that you'd like to think is actually going to be a positive given the history of the current ruling bodies over at Acti Blizzy King. So you'd like to think that was a positive, but, you know, then again, Microsoft doesn't exactly have the saintliest reputation out there when it comes to the way that they always behave. But we'd like to see at least something move, because this has been hanging out there for so long, you're never sure what's coming down.
Yeah, like, I would love for it to move forward and actually get passed all the way. My biggest want from the acquisition is WowSA being built in and integrated with Game Pass. But I know that's not a popular thing.
You're crazy. Will literally
I think
never
it would make
happen.
Sense. It would make people, it'd make more people get Game Pass and play WoW.
Your optimism is adorable. Like, that is so sweet and not at all how the world has ever worked.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But I love
it. It's just a want I have. Because I want to pay for Game Pass, and I don't want to pay for WoW. And I really don't want to pay for both of them.
Well, I think the only way that they do what you're saying is if they increase the cost of Game Pass by about $15 a month.
Yeah. Minimum 10.
All right. Well,
that's fair.
Will not be on Game Pass. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's free anyway. It essentially is already on Game Pass.
Sure.
Tito, what have you been doing outside Hearthstone?
Not a ton. It's been kind of a not relaxing week, but just mostly yard work, and went to see my mom for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And, you know, just chilling. I tried to play this game called Sacrifice. I was going to stream it, but apparently OBS does not handle games made in, like, 1984. So,
the year 2000.
So, I was all ready to stream it and play it, and then that didn't come out. So, I do need to play it. I will, Daniel, I promise. It didn't work out the way I had planned on making it like a Tuesday night thing on stream. So we will get to it as long as it plays. It seems like we've all got it. We've all had some technical issues with it, but it's going to be a delight. I know it because you told me it will be.
Yay! And
I think that's about it for me, Doc. Though I think it's time to get into our game. What do you think?
I haven't shared what I was doing outside Hearthstone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I thought you were four locoing, and that's all we needed to know.
No. No, yeah, I've had a whole Four Loko between like 30 minutes before the show and now. That is one thing I've been doing, but I've been playing. I've also joined a thing called the Blizzlet Game Club. I installed Sacrifice on Steam. It
Do I
would
need to
not
get
launch.
Shirts made? I'm going to have to get everybody's sizes and then I'll get some shirts made. We'll be good.
I would love that. Sacrifice
I
would
also
would not
say yes to a shirt.
Yes, absolutely. Sacrifice wouldn't launch on Steam, so I followed Matt at Arms' advice and downloaded it off of GOG, and it launched and ran off of that perfectly fine. I made it through the first two missions, got through mission three, and I lost. I exited the game, opened the game up again about 20 minutes later, and realized the game didn't have autosave. So now I gotta replay the game from mission one.
Steam's got your saved game. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And, old games don't have autosave, people. So no. Just remember that, because I sure as hell didn't. I've also been playing WoW again, and I've been playing a lot of Raid Shadow Legends, which it's one of the worst gacha games out there, because it pushes a purchase, like, every two screens, it feels like. But, it's just a fun, mindless game to have on my second monitor as I play another game on my main monitor. I called my mom and my sister for Mother's Day. It was my sister's first Mother's Day, so my brother and I got together and FaceTimed her and got to talk with her and my niece. And that was fantastic. But now, Tito, I agree with you, and we can get to the game. Not doing an interview this week, listeners, just because we know all the beautiful voices that are in the call today, so no need to interview them again. Tito, do you want to explain what the game we're playing today is?
Sure. So, as everybody knows, Ridiculous Hat, the content creator, is no longer creating Hearthstone content. He has moved on to Blizzlet. I'm sorry. He's moved on to Blizzard. And
he's permanent Blizzlet and nothing else.
He's moved on to become an employee of Blizzard. And there's been a running joke about between Smarms and Daniel about who is the next person to be the content creator on the most podcasts, like Hat. So basically taking the hat away from Hat. There's a couple other people that are now in the mix, like Dragon Rider and Corbin, who has taken over on Vicious Syndicate, but we don't have them on the show right now. So we are putting Daniel and Smarms against each other in the game that we're going to call Whose Hat Is It Anyway? And what we're going to do is we're going to provide questions or scenarios that they're going to have to respond how, if they were the next Ridiculous Hat in the content creation space here, how would they handle them or have the answer for those? We brought on just the guy here today. Because
you told me something about Thunderdome and Deathmatch and one person leaves to enter. That doesn't sound anything like what you're describing.
I'm ready, but Daniel would lose, and apparently he's like not into like auto losses, so you know, that's just what. If it was the Thunderdome, I'm sorry, I am winning that fight.
And I personally don't want to see my best friend get killed by another one of my friends. So I am thankful we changed the game up on you, Steven.
Not again, at least. Once is enough. That's fine.
So, Daniel, you either have to own up to being just one of Doc's friends, or you have to own up to the fact that best friends, but he knows that you would lose.
Oh, everybody knows I would lose some arms. That's not even a consideration.
Okay, so I have a disclaimer to read before we start this, because I did run this by Hat before I ran it, because I didn't want like Hat to be upset that I ran a game that, but, you know how it is. You want to clear these things. So he said, just have a little disclaimer here. So the following is a game that is pure parody. There is in no way, shape, or form anybody can replace Ridiculous Hat in any way. With the exception of the submitted question that Ridiculous Hat gave us, he's had absolutely no input into the creation of this game. We are also only referring to Hat, the content creator, and not his current role as community manager or the future role as Blizzard CEO. So the rules of the game are pretty simple. We'll present you a scenario or trivia question. You'll each have a chance to answer. We'll alternate on who goes first. So Daniel will go first once, Smarms will go first second. Our judges, which is me, Doc, and Steve, we will discuss and then we will award a point. The person that has the most points at the end of the night can officially call themselves the next Hat, or unofficially call themselves the next Hat. And in order to figure out who goes first, we have two different sets of rules. First,
that's the whole prize. The prize is they get to call them. There is no actual physical hat that they win.
There is no physical hat, but we may be able to figure that out. Maybe we can find a bucket hat that Blizzard already sent them.
I have some hats. I'll find you a hat.
All right.
Can you just like tape over it and just says ridiculous on top of it?
Just a shitty baseball cap from the thrift store, just like with the masking tape.
Yep.
All right.
I'll find you a dumb hat, I promise.
I have faith in you on that, Steve. So the rules, we have two different levels of rules to see who goes first in this game. The first rule is the person with the best Hearthstone-themed fingernails, and the second is those who have maybe been able to insult Ted Cruz to their face. So who do we think goes first here? It looks like it's Swarms.
Oh, hell yeah. Who would have ever thought?
All right.
Daniel, where are your Hearthstone-themed nails?
They're in the shop. I'm working on them, okay?
Oh, you leave your hands at the shop? I guess I did ask you to, like, dislocate your arm, so I'm assuming it's part of that process. I'm sending them to you.
They need their nails first.
Okay, amazing. As they should.
And for those that don't know, Smarm has an excellent pattern of eyesore, the totem. On our nails, and they're just phenomenal. So, Steve, you have the list up. Can you ask the first question here?
Sure. First one we got here. Oh, I did sort of think of this one, didn't I? To both of you are going to be answering it, but Smarms first. You are currently, hypothetically, in over 100 different Discords.
Yeah.
How do you keep them organized? And which do you prioritize above all others? And why is it Blizzlet?
Okay, you have the wrong list, Steve, because that was not the first question, but that's okay.
I'm looking at the first question in my list. Well, we're going with that one, aren't we?
I think anybody who's ever interacted with me knows that I am not capable of that. And so my only hope is that Daniel's worse at this than I am, because I am in about like a bazillion Discords. And unfortunately, it just becomes a free-for-all of, like, how many direct messages do I have? I don't know, but I have about 400 notifications currently in Discord, so.
Yikes.
So, it's really simple. You go through, whenever you join a Discord, you make sure that you just automatically mark everything as red. Then you make sure that you set up notifications for specific channels within each Discord community, the ones that you care about the most, so that way you can get tagged. And then you also set up a kind of a bot that'll just scan every Discord for your name, so that way when everybody mentions you, you can just be like, oh, there I am! And then also, I have to make a deal with a genie to make sure that I have the ability to be awake at any time when somebody calls my name.
You're not drinking enough caffeine for that, so I think I have the clear advantage there.
You mute different Discord channels?
I I mute all Discord channels.
Is
this the reason why Dano and I are having three-way conversations with you that you keep coming in 2 days later and pretending that you've never heard anything I've said?
Look, we don't need to talk about the three-way between us, but I will say that that one is legitimately does not show up for whatever reason. It's the only one.
Sure.
There is no chance.
I don't believe you, Daniel.
Oh man, it's so weird. I hear everything that everyone says except for Just a Guy. It's so strange.
Since we made a new one, it works.
Sounds like Daniel's already alienating important people in the community. So I feel like this has to
bonus
be my point.
Because she called me an important person in the community. Thank you.
You're the premium creator of Hearthstone creators. So you know.
But if Smarms is on Just a Guy's good side, then that means that she is on Sage and Korra's bad side. And who's more important in the Hearthstone community?
But there's the chance that, you know, they would play Battlegrounds for me. And isn't that on my side? So, like, yes. I feel like I've at least got two-thirds. And then Korra's got the Corgi. And I had a Corgi that lived for 18 years. Loved my Corgi to death.
Nice.
18 years. Like, how sweet
was
that?
She just turned three. We're already having angst over the fact that she's three.
Oh my gosh, I cried over my dog's age the other day. My dog's not even that old, so, you know, I feel you on that one.
Okay, so I'd like to remind Steve, you're supposed to be impartial here, but I also just
said good things to both.
Like I won him over,
for that whole three-way
is what happened.
I did double check the rules, and bribery is not allowed. So
it's not bribing. Man. It's you know, just connection, and
it's just
illusion.
Okay, so Doc, who do you give this point to?
So, first, I want to say, Daniel had me in the first half, but muting all Discord channels, I had to give my point to Smarms.
Okay, and I unfortunately had to give the point to Daniel on this, because having all those unread notifications, very unhat-like. Steve.
This one's really tough, honestly. I think Daniel had a great answer on the organizational side, and I guarantee you have to mute some of the channels. When you're in that many Discords, it's all noise. It's like Superman having to listen to the whole world at one time. You can't do that. I do think setting up a bot that alerts you instantly on any device that you might have nearby whenever anyone uses, in Hat's case, of course, Hat. I even once went on Twitter and just posted chapeau, which is, of course, French for hat. And he was there. I set a stopwatch by it. It was less than 15 seconds, and he was there. It was terrifying. So it's definitely something you have to consider with that many Discords. It's terrifying. Honestly, I'm going to be a wanker on this and say it's a tie. I'm going to split it. That's a tie.
That's the entire reason why we had you on the show is that we didn't have ties.
Just a guy, I appreciate you so much.
Wow, that's awful. I'm sorry. Is that in the rules too? Did I miss that? They can't bribe me. Flattery's out and ties aren't here? I don't know what to tell you. I'm going with a tie on this one. I'll try and be more decisive after this, but I'm going with a tie.
1 point apiece. Doc.
I would like to note that Just a Guy only said good things about my strategy, nothing positive about Smarms directly, and yet we split the point.
Well, sounds like you didn't make a good enough impression. He just like my
think,
did not have to reiterate it.
I do think referring to me as an important member of the community is
okay.
You're gonna have to interact with people who are annoying like I am and figure out a way to do it successfully. She did that.
To be fair,
you can't just mute me all the time, Daniel. You can't just mute me.
To be fair, I'm as annoying as they come, and Daniel does a very good job dealing with me. So, good job, Daniel. Doc, can you read the actual first question?
Sure.
No, Doc. We're giving it to Doc. We're throwing it to Doc.
Go. Well, you said you.
I said Doc.
Yeah.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steven.
Excellent.
How are you doing today?
We already tried to skip you on what you're doing outside of Hearthstone, which was
I
mean.
Know. It really
that
hurt
was
my
Gino's
feelings.
Fault. Let's be honest. Go ahead, Doc. I'm going to shut up now.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Daniel, Smarms. So question answered first by Daniel, but for both of you. Somebody asks you to be on their podcast, but it's only their second episode. What do you do?
Yes.
Daniel?
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because Daniel doesn't have a confrontational bone in his body, which I guess is maybe the more hat-like thing. That is also very kind. Daniel, that's it. That's the lamest answer. That's not a fun answer, though, Daniel. So, you know, maybe do you want to step it up?
Yes.
Okay, Smarms, how are you going to win this question?
Okay, well, like, obviously, if it's somebody I know and work with, I'm going to do it. But, like, Hat has to prioritize, you know, he had to prioritize his time to, yeah.
He just showed up everywhere.
Okay.
Hat was everywhere.
No.
Yes.
He's actually triplets. Very few people know this.
But you can, like, you can take a 5 minutes for an interview, you know, and that still allows him to be everywhere and, but still, you know, do everything. And so... just a few minutes, not the whole hour.
Okay. If you've ever watched Hat on Coin Concede when he's doing it live, he's also at the same point still answering things on Twitter and still answering things on Discord. He does not stop. All right, Duck, what were your thoughts on the answers here?
Oh, man, this one's really tough. But, you know... given the role of the D20, I'm going to have to go with Daniel.
Steven.
I can't do the tie again if I use that one up already. in this case, I think Smarms had a very pragmatic answer. I think it was identifying a situation that I would absolutely be overwhelmed with as well if you didn't meter out your time reasonably, if you didn't juggle and multitask the way I'm sure you had to, and none of that had anything to do with that, because for the love of God, the man literally, few people know my one episode of driving to work, Hat was actually on it. It was almost hard to hear, but he was actually there. It was sort of covered up by some horn beeps, but I think yes is such, yes, I can see that. I can see that. It's not even a Hearthstone podcast and you want Daniel to be on it. It's your second episode and it's the erectile dysfunction podcast and you want Daniel to be on and Daniel just goes,
well, there's no doubt that Daniel's going to know more about erectile dysfunction than I do.
Okay, my point's going to Smarts.
You can't change your point.
No, too late.
It happened. No.
I'm sorry.
It was too good. Her answer was too good.
No, her answer wasn't too good. Her rebuttal was too good.
Well, Tito, it sounds like you've been outvoted, so...
No, we haven't, because I'm voting.
Good luck.
Tito hasn't even given his vote. I have one vote. You have one vote. Tito's giving a vote.
And I think the answer here...
We're talking about where Doc's vote can go. We're voting on the issue before the issue. Come on, haven't you guys ever done Robert's Rules of Order? We have to agree on how this works before we then proceed to the vote. Come on, guys, it's the basics.
And I'm sorry, but I have to give my vote to Daniel because I think the comment there was that Ridiculous Hat was going to manage his time well, and I don't think he does that. So Daniel gets that point.
Thank you for joining us on the Erectile Dysfunction podcast, sponsored by Blue Chew. Daniel, what's up this week?
Well, not a lot, and that's the problem.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
All right, so question. Ooh. So Daniel is currently up 2-1. Let's go to question 3. The brand new Hearthstone expansion is dropping the same day Hades 2 is dropping. What do you do? Smarms, answer goes to you first.
Well, clearly the answer is not sleep. Hearthstone. While Hearthstone's updating, maybe take some Hades time. And then, you know, like, when you're not sleeping or you, like, you know, you walk away from your main computer, then you do some Hades.
All right. Daniel, what is your answer here?
I got two games. I got two hands. Let's go. Double fist them, baby.
Yeah, but he's better at games.
Double fisting on the Erectile Dysfunction podcast.
Sponsored by Viagra.
Look, it's real simple. I have Hades up at the same time. While I'm waiting for turns, I make sure I play aggro decks. I play fast. I go back to Hades. I wait for my opponent to do their turn. Then I go back to the board, and I play them both at the same time. No issues.
All right. Steven.
So here's the thing. Is if we're going based on that, I am, you know, like, I'm the only one that actually plays two games at once. So I feel like I'd be better at that than Daniel. Because I do play on my own time Hearthstone and Fortnite at the same time. So you know what? I feel like I'm going to win that.
Yeah, like, it feels like that wasn't
that.
That wasn't your answer, though. That was my answer.
Okay. Yeah, I'd still be better at your thing than you are.
Vote.
So
can't she change her answer?
Yeah, man.
Let's go back to the first question again.
All right. So, Steven, you go first this time. Who won this round? Have a spine, sir.
This is the erectile dysfunction. Everything is soft here.
Which means it's anti-smarms because it's squishy.
Everything is soft on the Erectile Dysfunction Network. Thank you for joining. Two hands. That's, you know what? That's where you have like stress issues and ADD creeps in, and that's not healthy. I don't want to see anybody stress themselves out that much. That's too much pressure. You don't want to do that. I'm going to go with Smarms on this. It seemed like a more reasonable measured response to how you deal with two games. I haven't been able to find time to play Sacrifice yet. And I gotta play two games at the same time. No, that's not fair. You can't. If I can't play one game, you don't get to play two. No.
Thanks,
Doc.
Yeah. So I think that Hat is a very talented man, and being able to play two games on two separate hands is also something a very talented person would be able to do. So my vote has to go to Daniel.
I would like to point out that you've already said he's your best friend.
I was going to say.
Best friend. And you voted for him 8 times.
Well, Smarms is also my friend. She's just not my best friend yet.
Clear bias. Clear bias.
On his screen, if you look to the left, he has your Venmo account open. And he's sending money now.
Hey, he's just lobbying for my vote. That is perfectly legal.
Hey,
okay?
Doc, I'll double it. Look me straight in the eyes. I will double this.
65 cents.
Doc, change your answer now.
No.
Daniel's budget is
I'm fine. Holding. I'm standing my ground. It's Daniel.
To be fair, Smarms, he doesn't have to change his answer because no sleep was the right answer, I believe, here. That is the Hat answer. My vote goes to Smarms. We are now all tied up. We are now all tied up at 2-2. All right. Now, Steve, can you ask our next question? It is clearly marked in the actual document. I put your name right in it. You see what I'm...
And if you could actually instead ask any other question, that would make me really happy.
I like my second question. Can I ask my second question?
You can, but
let's
later.
Go with my second question.
Second.
You really should rehearse more. Let's go with my second question. Okay. Smarms, Daniel. Poor scheduling on your part has led you to having to record two of your podcasts simultaneously.
Yes.
You're pretty sure both pods have just said something that you need to respond to, but you didn't understand either question. What response might you be able to think up on the spot that would most likely work on either pod in almost any situation? What can you say that probably works for either pod you're doing, no matter what they've thrown your way?
So here's the thing. I think we need to, like, we're seeing if we could become Ridiculous Hat and therefore get more podcasts. Not necessarily what he would do, but what would get us to the point of more podcasts. And so we need to do what fits most inherently with us for both podcasts. And therefore, clearly, I would just bring up what Monster's Hot that week. And that works on all of mine. And it's going to be a great answer. It always comes out of left field. Nobody's expecting it. And it works for mine.
But does it also come in the left field?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh God.
Always.
No. No.
Right field all over.
No one wants you to be Hat. I'm pretty sure this was podcast dominance.
Okay.
Like Hat.
Well, you guys wanted us to answer exactly how Hat. Yes.
No. No, I believe this is assessing your ability to take on that level of responsibility. So okay. You would just talk about monster things doing carnal relations. Okay.
Daniel, what's your answer?
Daniel.
Put so eloquently.
Look, I understand why the community is upset, but they need to calm down a little bit because it's not that bad.
Yeah, is that...
That works for all situations and all podcasts.
Doc, who's got your vote?
You know, Daniel is my best friend. But Smarms is paying me more money.
Not my good argument, Doc. I am hurt. I am mortally wounded.
Hey, as long as you're paying more, whatever you say doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll Venmo mow you the 50 cents later.
Thank you so much.
All right, and I think Daniel had the right answer on this one. It was a very unbiased answer that would cover just about any subject that comes up on a podcast, so it doesn't matter. What monster would you like to date? You know, it'll be okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. So Daniel gets my answer. So Steve, you get the tiebreaker here. And no, you cannot call a tie again. You have to pick somebody.
Where are we with the running totals?
Right now it is 2-2.
It's 2-2.
We're tied.
Wow. 2-2. Didn't we have a tie?
Yes.
Boy. I think they were both on brand. I think both answers were not unpredictable. I'm gonna go with Daniel on this one. I think it was a reasonable answer. I do think that the Erectile Dysfunction podcast may have some issues when they turn the question over to Smarms about what you can do after, you know, sort of suffering the disappointment in a relationship because of erectile dysfunction, and she suggests that you need to monsters. I think that could be a problem.
Okay, let me mark that.
Now we're judging it against this like made up podcast.
Yeah,
and I see Doc making notes about needing to edit me out of the. I see that quickly. Boy, you jumped
no,
so
you're
fast.
Good, you're
that
good.
Was excellent time. Wait, what's time? It's Mark. Thank you. I appreciate that too. I don't like to work blue, but occasionally, apparently, I drink too much.
I think one of my favorite things about Just a Guy is that when I invited him on to Blizzlet, he didn't swear once, didn't make a single innuendo, was a good, good Christian boy for all intents and purposes. We bring him over to Squelch. He drops 3 swears in the first 10 minutes. He's on bread and butter. He drops the F-bomb and talks about ED podcasts. What? Do you just go the opposite of whatever podcast you're on?
I love that energy for you.
There's a certain amount of disorientation. It's like if you were in church, but all of a sudden your mistress showed up, you'd probably conduct yourself in an odd way. Seeing Daniel in front of me, I have a problem focusing on exactly what the context is supposed to be wherever I'm at. So Daniel on Blizzlet, Daniel on Squelch, Daniel, it's sort of all the same. I'm a little muddied on the whole thing. It seems to me I didn't make it to game night last week, so it's like this is sort of my filling in for the Jackbox innuendo time that we're just not sort of catching up yet, but I apologize for that.
I love it.
So to be clear, Daniel is the mistress in this situation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. McBuck, can you please bring us into the next question?
Yeah. So, Daniel.
Yeah.
A new podcaster is having audio issues 15 minutes before their show, and they ping you for help. You're in the middle of the battlegrounds pushing for spicy pretzel mustard. What do you do?
I I keep a document. This is a real true document of all the things that Hat has told me to troubleshoot before. I copy and paste that document over immediately and see if any of those troubleshoots help in any way, shape, or form. And then after that, then we go from there. But there is a lot of things that Hat has told me to do over the years that have helped immensely.
Okay, pause. Can you email that to me, my guy?
Probably.
I'll text you after this to remind you.
I did my coin concede coaching once with just how to edit podcasts and fix audio. And I recorded that session and I have an audio recording of that session that I refer to more than once just to make sure that my stuff goes together. So it is not unreasonable. And I greatly admire that, Daniel. Smarms, how about yourself?
Well, considering that I already have multiple spicy pretzel mustards, I can focus purely on helping the person out. I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to focus on it. It's not an issue. I literally just got one the other week.
Wow.
Hey, Smarms. Yeah. Smarms, can I ask a follow-up?
Yeah.
How many podcasts have you ever edited?
One as practice for Dr. Three.
Okay, great. That's all I needed. Thank you very much.
Hey, Daniel, can I ask you a follow-up question?
I would prefer you didn't because I know exactly what the question is.
How many spicy pretzel mustards do you have, Daniel? And who kept them from you?
Well, someone that I used to consider a friend.
Doc, he didn't even call you a best friend. I think you need to give up your loyalty.
No. In fairness, Doc said Daniel is his best friend.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Doc is like seventh on Daniel's list, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
I care for Doc immensely, and I would absolutely call him one of my best friends.
But your seventh best friend?
If I went to like up to a turd on the street and I was like, this turd cares immensely what you think, are you going to call it one of your best friends? You probably would too, though. So like, your word means nothing here.
Whoa. Smarbs, you just said I was equivalent to a turd.
No. Doc, that wasn't my point. I'm talking about how Daniel doesn't have a spine. Doc, I think you're wonderful. And you can know that I believe that because I would never call a turd one of my best friends.
All right.
I just want to pause here a second and ask Tito if this was how he envisioned this going in his mind when he formulated this.
I just wanted people to have fun, and I thought it'd be a fun little bit to do, and it is going not how I envisioned it.
You didn't see lifelong friendships ending this evening?
I thought we would have some lifelong friendships forged. But, you know, hey, whatever.
Doc is crying right now. You can't see him on the pod, but Doc is literally hands to head just finding out that he's a turd in Smarm's mind and seventh on Daniel's list is just too much. It's understandable.
It's okay. We'll get back to Mr. Hankey in a second. Smarm's wins that round for me because sick burn. Doc.
Yeah, you know what? This round, I don't care about the money. I really don't. What I really feel is I feel bad for keeping my best friend from getting his first spicy pretzel mustard. So my vote has to go to Daniel.
Oh, only because the guilt.
All right, Steve, once again, you find yourself in a tiebreaker role. No ties allowed. Please give us your answer. I will tell you the score right now is Smarms 2, Daniel 3.
This was rough. I feel Daniel's answer with the Smarms was mean. It was harsh and hurtful. My goodness. I'll go with Daniel on this one.
Wow.
We have lots of
questions. An unstoppable lead.
There's lots of questions.
Oh, no. Wait, how many questions are there? We're an hour in.
Yeah, I know. No. We're not going to hit all the questions. So right now the score is 4-2. I'd rather have more than not enough, right? So we're prepared. We're going to get to more of the community ones now, though, too, and we'll skip over the rest of them. So I'm going to take the next one here. It's a little weird. I'm sorry. It's upside down. Okay. This is better. You're recording an episode of your podcast, and while reading the show notes on your phone, you walk into a surprise spiderweb and then trip on a stick on the ground that suddenly wiggles away. As you leap to the side, a car starts to back out of a driveway on top of you, and someone starts up a leaf blower on the other side of the street. What do you do, Hotshot? What do you do? That was submitted by Blister Guy.
Die.
That was submitted by Blister Guy.
I die.
Okay, no, I believe it's Sparms first, actually, this time, right?
Oh, okay.
Sparms.
I can tell you what, I'm not dying. That's a figure-outable situation. A, I'm klutzy. I've walked into many a spiderweb. Turns out, not that big of a deal.
Let's acknowledge the fact that this question comes from someone who does the insane thing of trying to record a podcast while walking through poisonous snake-infested country. So Is it a real situation only for a very limited number of people out there? It does sound
well, you guys made it seem like Hat was going to record a podcast, no matter what he was doing in life. So I'm just saying, I'm more likely to be able to deal with this situation than Daniel is. I'm around poisonous snakes all the time. I'm, klutzy, so why? I've dealt with that before.
Well, she used to work
in... Because I live in Arizona.
No, I thought you were going to say this because you used to work in lobbying.
Mm.
Pretty yeah, good.
That's not very good.
It's the erectile dysfunction.
Oh, that's very good.
That was excellent.
Justikai gets 5 points for that answer.
Yep. Justikai is now in the lead.
I'm only one podcast behind you guys for the total, so my one episode counts. That's one podcast.
Nah.
I just have a big delay between my second episode.
Well, if we go, we can start talking about the weekly wipe, and then Doc is now ahead.
Hey, that podcast does technically exist.
All right, Daniel, what's your answer?
Oh, I already gave it. My friends have often told me that while I have, if I was a D&D character, I would have like a slightly above average dexterity, about average strength, slightly above average wisdom and intelligence, and above average charisma. But I'd have a -2 to con. I die from most foods, from the world existing, and often from my own house. So you put a spiderweb and a car in front of me, I'm accepting that God's will has been earned and I am dead.
All right, Justikai, why don't you start us off here with the voting since you've had to answer.
I'm not sure that someone who apparently ceases to wander this realm at the thought of a leaf blower, a car, and a spiderweb is strong enough to dominate the podcast. That's just, I think you got to give this one to Smart. But I do appreciate Daniel knows his limitations.
Like, the leaf blower is not a surprise.
Yeah, no, that's actually a fair point. At Smarms, you easily get the point. Doc, your vote, you can still vote, but your vote is meaningless on this one.
Okay, so as someone who has...
You say Daniel's my best friend again, I'm going to go and take a break.
So as someone who has interacted with Daniel multiple times in real life, or IRL, as the Zoomers say.
As the kids say.
I think it was the second time I went to visit Daniel. I played in a D&D one-shot that was Hearthstone / WoW themed. And if we died, we'd be able to get revived if we did a favor for him. However, I didn't know everything he was allergic to. So when he said, yeah, you just have to do a favor for me, like go make a sandwich. I was like, oh yeah, I'll go make you a peanut butter sandwich. And then he just sits there and looks at me. He's like, Doc, that would kill me. So I almost accidentally killed Daniel. And from said guilt, from almost accidentally killing Daniel, he'll get my point.
Doc, I thought we were friends. I thought we were best friends.
Then couldn't the spicy pretzel mustard also kill him, conceivably?
I'll take that chance.
Constitution is so weak that may not.
But can confirm Daniel does in fact have a -2 to con.
Okay. So the score right now is Smarms 3, Daniel 4. First to 5 is going
just
to be Justikai
5.
Justikai 5. First to 5, not counting Justikai, wins. We'll call it that so we're not here all night. As much fun as I'm having, I'm sure you guys have other things to do. So we're going to make sure we get the hat, the question submitted by Ridiculous Hat, and next to make sure we don't miss it. So this question is, the director of community at Hearthstone comes to you and asks you if a hot dog is a sandwich. How do you respond? And I believe it's Daniel first this time. That was Ridiculous Hat.
A hot dog. A hot dog. A sandwich. A taco. These are all many interesting questions that people have asked throughout the ages. But at their core, I ask you, is a hot dog an edible meal? And if so, then that is all that matters. A hot dog is great. The best hot dogs are found on street corners or in Costco. And as a result, I think that the debate about whether or not taco is a hot dog is a sandwich, which it could be, hypothetically, because language is fluid. The way in which we communicate is difficult. But I would suggest that perhaps, sometimes, people should accurately refer to it as a taco. A hot dog is a taco.
That's because Daniel can't remember which way Hat thinks on this, which I'm also
trying that is
to
correct.
Attack my brain. And even though I know I've defended Hat's position before in like a Twitter thread or something, I can't remember which direction I was supporting. So I think I get more points than Daniel because I at least acknowledge that I did it.
I'm sorry. Your answer is at one point I had an opinion, but I don't right now.
No, my
she can't remember what the right opinion is, so she's withholding the opinion until she can confirm what
Daniel
the opinion
couldn't
is.
Remember what the correct opinion was. I was just letting you all know that he couldn't remember what the correct opinion was. And I'm pretty sure that Hat is a firm believer of hot dog is a sandwich, but I could go either way on that. Like all of us who talk a lot, we change our minds frequently, all the time. And just talking is more important than objective reality at a certain point.
All right. So, I will vote first, and my vote is for Smarms because I want to have a 4-4 tie going in for the fifth game. Steven, what is your vote?
You know what? That honestly, those two answers were as politically fantastic as possible. Daniel actually professed support for both sides of the conversation, and Smarms refused to actually take a stand until she could evaluate the question and find out what the right answer would actually be when she understood her audience better. I think both of those are fantastic. Speak and say nothing. Don't say anything until you're sure what they want to hear. Those are both great. I'm going to pick Daniel because then I'm going to make Doc decide what he wants to do with his best friend.
Go ahead.
It's
Doc.
Up to you, Doc. You kept spicy pretzel mustard from him, and you nearly murdered him.
I will forgive you for spicy pretzel mustard if you give me the point here.
Oh, my. That is worth
Doc.
Smarms. Doc. I'm sorry.
Integrity.
I am looking
integrity,
at my Venmo
Doc.
Right now. This answer just quintupled in value. This answer is now an NFT. I'm going to capture the waveform and put it in a picture.
He's going to forgive you eventually. We know
no,
that.
No, he definitely
However,
will not. He has told me many times.
Friendship.
He agreed to be on your second episode. He's going to forgive you. Let's be honest.
Are you going to throw away the future value of friendship versus...
You know what?
The future.
It's not over if you pick Smarms. We're just talking.
So, Smarms, actually, I got to ask you, what is the value of my future friendship with Daniel?
So here's the thing. You and Daniel will, of course, be friends. You guys have been longtime friends. Daniel's like a little bit butthurt about the spicy pretzel mustard, but he gets over things because he won't be like combative at all. He'll get over it. Whereas like future value of friendship with me, Doc, you know, that's what's really on the line here.
Okay. And gentle listeners, the Venmo is in. And I am voting for Smarms. So it's 4-4-5, baby.
$4.20.
All right, Steve, I have highlighted the last question at the bottom there. It's in the extras if we burn through the others quickly, but it's probably the best question for now. Do you see it? Can you answer it? Can you read it? You're on mute, my friend.
Somebody you've interacted with a lot? Is that the question you're hoping for?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody who's answering first this time?
That is a good question. I think since it's 4-4.
I answered first last time.
Roll the dice.
It is definitely
Smarns, pick even or odd.
Even.
And it's Smarms. It was a 2.
All right, here is the final question. Somebody you've interacted with a lot, but aren't quite friends with, messages you that they are in your neck of the woods and wonder if you want to have some lunch or a drink. That's the whole question?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that, that's it?
That's it?
Well.
They message you, but there's no tag on the end of that.
I mean, considering that one of the rewards for a Blizzlet thing is about to be my address, they're just free to stop by. You know, we'll hang out. It'll be great.
You're asking to be swatted. That's great.
This is a very fun question.
Oh, hold on. Because before you get any further, nobody's ever going to be in Daniel's neck of the woods. Daniel lives in the middle of nowhere. I live in a pretty populous place that they could possibly be in.
Okay.
Weren't you all
excuse
just...
Excuse me. People have driven through before.
Just say.
Nobody just casually stops by there unless they know somebody there.
Just saying. I drove through Pocatello when I moved from Washington State to Utah.
I bet you infinitely more people. All right. Any of your listeners are free to go on to a vote in how many more people have been in Phoenix than Pocatello, Idaho?
It's irrelevant to the current question. So
here's the thing. Very popular with witness relocation.
So Pocatello has great restaurants, delightful little restaurants. And I myself have had a number of people that I have met through online chatter come and visit. For instance, Doc, when I knew him but a babe, drove on through and stayed the night. I have met with a couple of people down in Salt Lake City who live nearby there. And then I meet up with people all the time at BlizzCon. I've been to all of these places. I have met many of these people in reality, in IRL.
Is going to be in Pocatello next year.
Yeah, everybody knows that. BlizzCon's in Pocatello, definitely a confirmed rumor. I've already done the work. I would love to hang out, grab a beer, grab a lunch with anybody because I genuinely, this is not a goof, I just really like meeting people because I think people are very fun and interesting. And Smarms is going to call me spineless for that, and she's not wrong. But I just like hanging out with people and getting to meet them in a different setting.
Hey, you're not the one giving away your address, so maybe I would take, you know, believe you if you weren't spineless about giving away your real life location.
Okay, so I'm gonna vote first on this one, and then Doc, and then Steve's gonna be the tiebreaker if needed.
I'm getting
So my vote here is for Smarms because she has a valid point in that if somebody is going up to Pocatello, Idaho, wherever the hell you live, it's a starker situation because no one's going there on purpose. And you probably
I'm fine with that. We can grab lunch anyway.
Doc, I voted for Smarms. Where's your vote?
So, I can say that I have, in fact, met Daniel in Pocatello, Idaho, and he has, indeed, taken me to some very wonderful restaurants.
Nobody goes to Idaho to go see the Museum of Clean. They go there because they're already
but
there.
But they should.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you.
The Museum of Clean is an experience that every single human being needs to go through at least once. But I will also
add, it was the most fun that I ever thought.
It was such a great time. Y'all not even going to laugh.
That was like a blast of a day. That was like maybe the best day.
But I will also say, Daniel has a very impeccable taste for which restaurants to take his friends to. And I've been to this one twice. It's Abracadabra.
There's only one restaurant in Pocatello. You have to go there more than once.
Taco Bell is not a restaurant. It's a fast food joint.
Hey, we have had Taco Bell together, but the restaurant I'm talking about is called Abracadabra's. And it is such a fantastic restaurant. I've only had their breakfast. I will say, I've only had their breakfast, but
they're a breakfast place.
The last time I went there, which is when I also went to the Museum of Clean and met Smarms in real life, she does, in fact, have a bag of arms she carries with her. because people just keep sending them to her. I had this French toast, but it wasn't like any other French toast. It was like a baguette sliced longwise and then like encrusted with Captain Crunch cereal powder, essentially. It sounds crazy, but it is one of the, it is like the best breakfast I have ever had in my whole life. And whenever I see Daniel again, which might unfortunately be after I move up to Salt Lake, I am going back to visit Daniel and having that French toast again, because I need to experience that joy of life at least one more time. So my vote...
I see, I'm losing to a French toast.
But that's not even the question.
It's Daniel, because he knows great places to take people for food when he meets them.
I'm losing to a French toast. Mark that down.
That wasn't even the question.
You never have the Phoenix. Plus, we were going to go to Vegas together, and I promise you I'm going to know better restaurants in Vegas.
We still can go to Vegas together, Smarms. That is not off the table.
Thank you for joining us, listeners. You're now entering the third hour of the erectile dysfunction podcast. Something that none of our listeners can actually ever say they've done, entered the third hour.
Well, if you listen to 4 hours of your podcast, see a doctor. Steve, apparently we're 1-1. It's on to you. For all the money. Now, if you call Ty... You have to go to another question.
I enjoyed both answers. I honestly have a hard time.
You don't have a hard time. That's why you're on the Erectile Dysfunction podcast.
I think our contestants have done a fantastic job. I think the fact that they actually agreed to do this, knowing what they were getting into, what was really speaks volumes for the quality of human beings that you actually interact with. It's really impressive. I'm going to give my vote to whoever... Because we were talking about hot dogs. And we were talking about hot dogs being a taco or a sandwich. And I understand the conversation. Now, I just recently posted something that nobody paid any attention to, and it's understandable. It happens all the time. But my daughter got me hooked on this defunct Netflix show called Julie and the Phantoms. And it's about this girl who's, you know, wonderfully musically talented, fantastic singer. She's in an arts school, and she ends up finding a CD from a band that died 25 years previous, and they're all ghosts now, these three boy band cute guys. I think that's why she likes the show. But regardless, now magically she can see them all the time, but when she plays and they all of a sudden appear on the stage pretending to be holograms, because ghosts would be creepy, they all perform, and everybody can see them. Now, here's the question. The band died right before their big break because they all ate a street food that killed them. Now, was that street food a hot dog, or was it a street taco? Whoever gets this answer correct gets my vote.
That was the last question.
No, this is a separate question, Tito. This is the best question to end on.
Did they die from eating? This is a true story, as far as this Netflix show that unfortunately has already been canceled. Did they die from eating a street hot dog, all three of them, at the same time? Or did they
I'm going to go hot dog. I'm going to go hot dog. Lock it in. Hot dog is my
answer. Smarm, stop Googling.
Daniel got hot dog in first. Yeah, I'm afraid, given the time and the choice here, I think you're left with taco as the de facto answer. It was unfortunately street hot dogs.
Let's go!
Street hot dogs.
Wow.
This is exactly how I wanted it to end.
Losing to hot dogs. Well, Hat responded to my tweet, so who's the real winner here? Within 15 seconds.
Well, that is much faster than mine.
So, you know what? Maybe I don't get your guys' approval, but I've got hats, and...
You have my approval. Not that it matters to anyone ever, and never has. I'd like to make sure everyone's aware of this. I would be absolutely fantastic with either or both of these fine podcasters growing to the point that they could dominate the podcast universe. I think that would be fantastic. It would be more podcasts for me to join and swear foul-mouthedly just to annoy.
Except for the one that lets you swear.
Yeah.
Nope, I'll never swear there because that would make too much sense. I'm just going to be super clean.
Well, golly, Doc, I'm think I'm a little full, but there might be some room for dessert. What do you think?
Yeah, dessert sounds great. So, listeners, I love you, and I hope you love us. I hope you love us so much that you leave us a 5-star review because it helps the show. But if you don't love us, it's okay. Vote whatever your heart tells you. Leave us a review, whatever your heart tells you, whether it's a positive feedback, negative feedback. We will take it in stride and try to improve the show.
No, we need 1 star for every logo Doc has had tonight.
So at least 4.
But I think he's about 7 right now, so.
That is not the way you ask for reviews.
It sounds like the way most people ask for reviews.
If you can't give us a 5-star review, here's Daniel's direct cell phone number. Call him and let him know what your complaints are. We will address them until you're happy enough to leave a 5-star review.
See, I know Daniel doesn't listen to the show because he would have already made a comment that Hat made a comment that any complaints go to Daniel
when he was on the show. Just so you don't remember, Daniel's number is 208-949-7682.
No, why did you get my phone out?
There you go. There's Daniel's number.
I asked him his number, and he gave me 867-5309, so I'm not sure which one you have.
That's not the one he gave me.
Doc, you really did.
Do I even talk to Daniel? I don't know.
You voted for him so much, it sure sounds like you do.
Daniel, make sure you let me know if I need to edit that out or not.
I think we're good, because I don't think that was actually my phone number.
867-5309. I'm sorry, that's not...
Wait, Daniel, you don't know what your own phone number is?
No, I'm. Here's the thing. I don't know because I was screaming over the top of it that I didn't actually hear the numbers.
Here's the thing. The first 3 digits were right. Like.
Yeah, that's why I got worried.
And hey, everybody, all you need to do is like a 9 times 8 times... No, you need to do...
It's a 1 in 10,000 shot to get the rest of the numbers. We also know where apparently Daniel has breakfast all the time. So if you do have a stalker out there, I'm telling you, they're getting closer and closer.
Daniel, I'm so sorry for half-doxing you.
I think the stalker's my co-host. All right, Doc, can you finish the outro, please?
Yeah, so Daniel, if people want to find you and don't have your phone number, where can they find you?
What a weird question. I would hope that, if I'm honest, a lot of people don't have my phone number. But if they would like to follow me in more appropriate parasocial relationships, you could do so. It's at Twitter @StormRage23, Rage spelled R-A-I-G-E. Or you can follow me on Twitch at the same thing. Or you can follow Blizzlet @Blizzlet or Squelch @SquelchCast on Twitter.
Smarms, if people don't win your address from the Blizzlet tournament, where can they find you?
Either on Twitter, Twitch @SendMeYourArms. Actually, Send Me Your Arms is the only appropriate place to find Blizzlet stuff, turns out. And then you can find Dr. 3 @Dr3HS on Twitter.
I think you meant the only inappropriate place to find Blizzlet stuff. Steven, Steven, if people don't know who your kids are and want to know who you are, where can they find you?
Why would anyone who doesn't know who my kids are want to know who I am?
I don't know. Yeah. It's a valid question.
I have no clue. You can find me typically outside of Blizzard headquarters in Irvine waiting for them to actually give me the interview that I've been sort of applying for over and over and over again, but they don't want to. Otherwise, you can find me on Twitter @JustAGuy66. From there, I'm other places, but none of them are important. Don't worry.
And Tito, where can anyone find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Twitch @TitoSantanaHS and Doc, how about yourself?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Twitch @DocMcButt. You can also find me driving up to Pocatillo to beg forgiveness from Daniel for sharing two-thirds of his phone number.
And you can also find him at the bottom of Four Loko.
Yeah.
Isn't that the hot dog place, Pocatello's?
I'm sure they do.
Portillo's,
that's it. I was going to say, like, it's something like that.
All right, Smarms, would you like to shout out anybody this week?
Myself, because I should have won. That's all. Thank you very much.
Daniel, how about yourself?
And Hat, for coming to my rescue for trying to answer my question.
I'd like to shout out Hat for being such a delightful person that we felt that this was appropriate, and for letting me understand Hat on a way that Smarms just doesn't quite get.
Steve, do you have anybody to shout out this week?
You know what? I'm going to get given that Mother's Day was just yesterday. I will give a shout out to my steadfast and my patient and my devoted and my tolerant and my wonderful wife for putting up with all of the nonsense. And God willing, she doesn't listen to this because I'm going to deal with even more crap than I usually have. So, but God bless her. She's a saint.
Doc, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Daniel for streaming a lot recently. You know, he's been killing it. He hasn't been getting spicy pretzel mustards, but you know, he's trying his best, and that's all you can ask.
Doc, a little bit right here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the brown off. Okay. It's just kind of stuck.
Okay.
But then, you know, Smarms has consistently been streaming. Daniel has only just started. So Smarms, props to you for consistently streaming. And Steven, you're wonderful, and I love you, my guy.
Mark that.
Yeah, make sure we edit that out. Just being for real. Steven, you're great. You've helped me a bunch with my computer, and I really appreciate you.
I did help you with it. I've helped most people.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna have to lean into this whole podcast customers only. That's gonna be the entire demographic. Unfortunately, I need to make friends with podcasters who have money, which at this point I have not. Now that Hat,
yeah.
If Hat needed help with his $1.5 million
a year salary, he is raking in the dough.
That's yeah, fantastic. Look, Smarms is part of the 1%.
She definitely is.
Very much, clearly. Can't you tell?
And Doc, I'm the one that had to bring Steven in. You weren't even like, you were like, I'm having these issues. I'm like, Steve, come here, help Doc. And you helped him.
Hey, I wasn't technically done. I was on the way to thank you, Tito.
I just bailed Edelweiss out with her system last week. So, you know, I don't just exclusively work for you.
The system you sold her, right? The system you sold her, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I do have one final shout out, and it's to everyone who's ever listened to Bread and Butter. I know we've only been around for 25 episodes, but it's been such a fun time, and I want to shout out thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to every guest we've had on, which three of which on tonight have been reoccurring guests. Thank you, Daniel, Steven, and Smarms, so much for being on the show. It means a lot that more such established people in the community as yourself are willing to be on our show. And listeners, thank you for letting us fill your ears with this audio garble that is Bread and Butter. Tito, do you have anyone to thank?
Well, I see Smarms wants to say something first, so go ahead, Smarms.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you had gone Storm Rage, Steven, Smarms, we could have had the nice alliteration.
This is so not the episode that we normally... This is so not what Bread and Butter is normally, but I don't care. This has been an absolute blast. Steve, Smarms, Daniel, thank you for being on tonight. This was kind of like a weird idea I had, but I just thought the timing of it was perfect, and I'm glad you guys were on and good sports to do this. Doc, 25 episodes. We have a long way to go, but we're still here. And we didn't give up after a couple episodes. And I think that we've come a real long way in just a short time. And I appreciate it. And I know it's only 25 episodes. It's not a real big deal, as opposed to maybe 300. But you got to start somewhere, and that's where we're starting. And I hope, and we've seen an increase in listenership over the last few weeks. And I know a lot of that is because we had Ridiculous Hat on as he was retiring. But we've also had, you know, all our other episodes have been getting a lot more listens too. So we appreciate it. We see you. We love you. Give us those reviews. Get more people here. You don't have the Angry Chicken anymore. So there's like 2 hours of your week you can fill with us. That's fantastic. But anyway, thank you to all our wonderful guests for being here. I think we're toast. See ya.
Wait, did we ever announce who actually won?
Yeah, Daniel.
Oh, okay. Let's go!
For knowing that hot dogs were poisonous.
I thought you were going to win, Smarms, honestly.
Because Doc had the brown nose so bad.
Wow, yeah. All right. See you, everybody.
Do me a favor, when you edit this, give me a total on the number of times you say Daniel's my best friend.
No, I think
it's 12.
Could be more.
Sly two brothers meet one another when they slide up to the mic. It's bread and butter with one another. Let's start up that recording light.